What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast, brought to you by The Club, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my friend Giulio Ferrari here on the show. Brother, can you please introduce yourself, tell the people who you are and where you're from?
Well, I'm originally from Brazil. I'm a political refugee. I'm a survivor of all those things that no child should ever have to go through. And at 17, I left the cult left home. My mom was the right-hand person to my abuser. So for 20 years, I hid that secret. I became a criminal profiler and an investigative journalist. I created the world's first scientific protocol to identify, expose, and bring to justice serial abusers. It's called IDVIX. And you can, if you're a survivor of any kind of abuse and you want to talk about it, you can go on idvix.org. That's the platform that I've been using. Other than the fact that I worked for Brazil's biggest media, I'm a journalist, so I wrote some cover stories for the equivalent of Brazil's Time and Newsweek. And then I also worked for Brazil's biggest news media, Globo TV, on the world's biggest serial rapist case, John of God. He was made famous by Oprah. He was one of Bill Clinton's spiritual advisors. 3,000 women so far have come forward. My work was very dense, very tense, very dark, and that was affecting even my mental health. So I started looking for beauty in music, you know, and I was looking for mental sanity in music. I would travel to Chicago, to New York, to Boston for investigations. And I would end up always, you know, at a jazz club and then at some after hours house music club. And then at 7 a.m. at somebody's kitchen. But that started creating a new perspective for me in healing. And I started throwing but I saw that the parties, they had become almost exclusively a Crown and Coke party. And it wasn't anymore about the art, about the beauty, about the healing, and people were getting more hurt than healed. So I started throwing my own parties, and my parties would go till we had parties going from midnight one night to 5 p.m. the other. And these are with DJs, you know, nonstop DJs going and with food and art, not alcohol centered, but really plant medicine centered and showing people an alternative to heal. And by coming to a couple of my parties, I have JT Barnett, the producer of Tiger King and Cheaters. Tiger King was the biggest show on Netflix last year, and obviously Joe did not get the pardon, so he needed a new Joe Exotic. And so he heard about my story, looked me up. My story's pretty famous in Brazil, and then he saw that with my protocol, I brought 15 serial abusers to justice in 2 years, including the pedophile that abused me. We're 80 victims today. And it's the biggest male-on-male case in Brazil. The power of being able to come out, especially as a straight male, to come out and say, yeah, I was abused, I was raped, and that doesn't make a difference in who I am, in my sexuality, on anything. You know, that's part of acceptance. Another tattoo I have. You know, we have to accept what happened and that's not going to change us to society. I call my parties healing parties. They are music centered. It's house music only. and tech. But, you know, we have that a principle here that dubstep is why we can't have nice things. So we don't do any all of our stuff is 125 BPM. Of course, you know, you fluctuate a little bit, but we keep that steady rhythm. We want people to be dancing. And we do things as late as we have to go for people to be able to release those endorphins and heal from what they need to in a safe space. You know, we're taking care of people. We're not getting people stupid drunk so they have to keep, you know, using a blow. And no, we want them to really grow in consciousness. We want them to really understand that this is a mission right here, and that we can bring, you know, I've been with my wife for 22 years. My wife, Carolina, we have three kids, 14, 12, and 9. So people look at us and they always say, oh, you're the rave mom and dad, you know, and we really are. But it's more than that. We set an example that it is possible for you to be a happy, healthy human being. That, you know, people always ask me, why is it, how is it that somebody like you that's been raped and beaten and abused is the happiest man alive?
So that's so amazing, brother. You're really going very deep into your story, and I really appreciate what you're doing, your openness of sharing this story. It is a sensitive topic, and yet you are able to really, you know, give everything you have to help others in the scenario, in the situation. And I honor you, and I'm very impressed by everything you're doing and accomplishing. The way that you're using music, parties, and DJs in a very unique way to help people is super special. And that's why it's important for people to hear your story and understand the impact of these things that are happening and how you're helping others through what you're doing. So kudos to you, kudos to your wife and your entire family. I would love to, you know, continue, but what we're going to do is jump into a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into that story and unpack some of the details of it. Okay.
All right.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with my brother, Julio Ferrero, and he is telling an amazing story of how he's using music, DJs, and parties to heal people in abusive situations. And we are super excited for you to talk to us, brother. So tell me about, you know, some of the things that you were able to identify in regards to your journey of how you can go from this abuse and taking your passion and music to turn it into something that heals others. How did that transpire? How did you get that kind of encouragement to do this?
I've always loved music, but I started really noticing when we started going out, my wife and I, we hadn't gone out in 20 years. And we started going to a project led by Guy La Liberté, the DJ and founder of Cirque du Soleil. And look, the man changed the history of circus forever. He saved the circus. And by doing that, I mean, and when he sold Cirque du Soleil, I knew that whatever he did was going to be grandest, would be phenomenal. He's got the biggest reference and money enough to buy the best sound, the best visuals, the best, you know, lasers and smoke and everything. So I started going to the pyramid he built called PY1. And that was an incredible experience. And but I still saw some flaws and things that I said, man, I wish there was this. This would be a perfect party if there was this. That's where I started throwing my own. And putting a lot of the elements that I had learned through Guy La Liberté, through another party promoter extraordinaire in London that throws the best indoor festival, underground festival in London. My childhood friend, Santiago Ginocchio, he throws Rumpus. Rumpus is a multi-genre experience and sells out within hours. It's crazy. And he's been doing it for 10 years. So I'm taking elements from my experiences in parties in Brazil, You know, Brazil, we went till 7 a.m. and we had breakfast there. So those are all essential things that I think, like, I think food is part of healing. You know, I was talking about the three P's. You know, we need purpose, passions, and people. We need purpose to get us up in the morning, passions to get us through the days, and people to remind us of what our purpose is and to share our passions. So when I started going out, the purpose of my life was already set. I knew that I had a purpose of bringing truth and awakening to people. I don't believe in justice. But, you know, people ask me, oh, you've got a vendetta against pedophiles. No, I don't believe in justice. Justice would be me going back in time and never having been abused in the first place. What I believe in is an education for prevention. So, and stopping the ones that are doing it now. That is a purpose. My passions, music became a huge passion for me. I discovered that the repetition of house music, of trance music, all of those were healing. And then I started studying the science behind it. And I saw guys like Ruben Durand really creating music for creating, you know, chemical discharges in your brain and doing it on purpose. I was like, son of a gun. So they know that there is a way that this is a drug. And so when we started shooting the pilot for our show, and our show is not about just parties, it's about also me catching predators. I found a way to find these predators in parties and helping people, helping women especially, feel safe in the club. So we created protocols. They know that if they get touched inappropriately, tell us, we'll look at the cameras, the guy's out. And you know, we're really adamant about there's zero tolerance. This is a consent only club, and we're hoping to create a whole culture behind the consent only. And we have, you know, we're creating these light fixtures that say consent is sexy. Consent, you know, only with consent. We already have some spray paint on the walls that says ask first, ask always. And those are very important things because consent is necessary. Yeah. You never know how you're making the other person feel. You don't know how their response really is. And by doing that, I created this show where we also create memories. I realized that people like myself that have dark memories, dark traumas, our traumatic days are darker than our good days are good. So I wanted to create an experience, and it's so magical, so entertaining that they could call it positive trauma. So we that's the name of our show. And so we create nights that are create such an awe that it creates that positive trauma. And we have, you know, dancers, we have painters, we have, we're 420 friendly. We really value plant medicine over, you know, all the other, the stimulants that really are bringing people down and crashing people and bringing a bad name to the industry. So as we progress through the night, the amount of people that come to me and hug me, thanking me for doing this, because our music is thought out.
You talked about one innovative thing that you're doing where if someone was touched inappropriately or don't feel comfortable, they can go to you and the staff, and you can look at the cameras and you will kick people out for acting up. And I think that's so powerful because you're creating a safe space where people can go to your event and feel comfortable that they're going to be safe and not be taken advantage of. I really appreciate you guys doing that.
Look, sometimes we know something like I've already seen it happen. So as I see it happen, and that's the difference, the staff has their eyes peeled for this kind of stuff. If they see it happen, they don't even ask. Well, I'm a trained criminal profiler, so I can tell if somebody's telling a truth or a lie immediately on when I'm called in. But We have enough staff that looks at things, and we have people who, if it's something where we see it's serial, like a serial behavior, like, look, this guy put roofie in this girl's drink. We're going to try to find in the cameras, because that right there is a crime, and we will bring it to the DA. We'll press charges. We'll do whatever we have to do to get this to make sure this serial predator is taken care of. Sometimes we can't catch them in the act, so we start investigating them. And there are a couple that we've investigated that we've discovered that one of them is he runs a sex trafficking operation, and he was there trying to find girls to pimp out. The other is also a pimp, and we're now trying to gather more intel on them. They no longer come over here. I think that they might have been spooked, but we know that they're out there, and it's not hard to find them. We know where they go. They post where they go. So it's people like that we want to make sure that we get rid of in our society. And that's also going to be part of our show. And again, I mean, this is probably going to land on Netflix, because that's where JT, had his biggest success, the Tiger King. Wherever it lands, our pilot is almost wrapping up, and JT's actually in Los Angeles, in Hollywood right now. And we know that it's going to be positive TV. You know, when we wanted to change how television is done, television media has been really dirty. Media has been brainwashing our society in the worst ways. We want to bring something new, something real, you know, to media. A lot of, you know, if you look at even Tiger King, that was all real. It's crazy, but that was the most real thing that JT did. It was more real than Cheaters. Cheaters had more scripted stuff. Our stuff is all real. And we're doing something that has never been done, that people were too scared in the media to do. But unfortunately, maybe not enough survivors became journalists. And that's what I want to do. Is that's my purpose. That's why I get up in the morning. And then my passions, my passions is house music. And and the people that we attract with house music are incredible. Every color, creed, age, everything. And I've had some big names. I brought Stacey Kidd last Friday. We brought Dagwood from Chicago, the guys from Dirty Bird from Chicago, Afterlife, my buddy Bobby DeMaria. We've had people from Anjuna family, from several big names have already graced our turntables. And many times they just hear about us, like these guys from Chicago, they heard about us in Chicago. And they said, look, when I go to Dallas, I want to play there. And they get here, they find us somehow. And because we're not listed, we're really, really as speakeasy as it can be, because I want to be that selective. I want only the right people. We can only fit 400 people. So really, we want to fit the 400 best. And best doesn't mean more money. Doesn't mean the guys that are making it rain. It doesn't mean the people that are buying bottles. No, we're an art gallery. Buy art, dance, you know, have fun, connect. Those are the people we're looking for.
I love it, man. You're doing something super innovative. It's super impactful. It's super transformative to the industry of parties and nightlife. I'm a big fan, and I want to support as much as I can. This is amazing. I would love for you to dive deeper into the show that's coming out that you're working on before we jump into our lightning round and conclude.
Which one of them?
Whichever one you're more passionate about, or talk about all of them.
Well, yeah, well, we're doing a show every single weekend, or two shows actually, Friday and Saturday. So this Friday we have Rafa Barrios coming out. He is coming through a collective that we did a Bauhaus takeover. So Bauhaus is Houston's biggest and best house music venue. And they represent everything that we do in Houston. So we're interchanging with some places like in Chicago, in New York, in LA, in Houston, where they come over, they do a takeover, they throw their show, they bring their a big headliner and do it their way to give our crowd a little taste of what Bauhaus is. And then we're going to do that in Houston, and we're going to do that in LA, and so on and so forth. Because these aren't battles. This is a lean on me time. This is a cultural, it's not about a cultural appropriation, it's about cultural exchange. For too long, we have said that America is a melting pot, but we've treated it as a TV dinner. And no more. House music really brings people together. And that's really what I've seen in the last, 11 weeks that we've been open, is people from every creed, every age. Our average is 25 to 65, which I love. Dancers, lots and lots of dancers. And it's beautiful to watch people dance. Even for somebody with two left feet like I have, I'm there, I'm jumping, I'm doing my thing. And it's always beautiful. It's always wonderful.
That's amazing, brother. I would love for you to share, how can myself, the club, our community, and our audience support and be a part of what you're building?
Well, for starters, you can follow me on Instagram at Living La Vida My Way. And that's Living La Vida, V-I-D-A, My Way. My two favorite songs, Living La Vida Loca, My Way. Subsolo Club. We're going to be announcing when the pilot's done. We're probably going to do a crowdsourcing also for this. We want the public to be more a part of it. It'd be great to put the public as executive producers in this. I have said no to over $2 million of dirty money. When you own a club, people are throwing money at you. And a lot of it is money they want to launder. That's not my game. My game is showing that it can be done right. The reason why so many clubs have problems with cops and you have a hard time going till late hours and all of that is because there's a shitload of wrong stuff being done. But what if you have a place that doesn't do those things? And I think that house music is that one style that is encompassing and englobing enough that it brings different people. Because we've got one night of Afro house and tribal house. We've got another night of Latin house, which it's one of my favorites. We've got jazzy house. We've got so many different nights that we throw and bring in, like Stacy, for example. He did a gospel house that was, oh my God, he brought the church, brother. It was the church. I felt the Holy Spirit. It was hallelujah. It was so good. And I'm going to have Paul Johnson, Dagwood and Paul Johnson will be coming. And all of this is on our Instagram, the only place you'll find us. Very, very private on sending our address, that kind of stuff. It's not going to be on our flyers. Rarely do we send it out like that. So people really, only people in the know. And we get the best crowd out there. We have every Saturday our resident DJ Willie Trimmer and DJs Willie Trimmer and John Wayne, XD Send. We have several guys that are big names here in Dallas. Willie Trimmer is over 40 years old, and he's one of the OGs over here. So it's cool to start something off already with some of the biggest names in-house music and bringing some of the biggest names for these small, intimate nights with, you know, 300-400 people in a very intimate location and very artsy, with art being, we have live painting, we have everything you can think of to make the night fantastic.
Wonderful, brother. And at this time, we're going to jump into our lightning round. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who's your favorite DJ?
Ooh, so that's a hard one. I don't want to hurt feelings. Let's say my favorite international DJ right now that I'm listening to the most is a Brazilian DJ called Vintage Culture.
What's your favorite party or event that you either put together or just attended?
Wow. Well, of course, something I've attended that changed my life was PY1. You know, and then that I've thrown our 420 party with DFW Normal was dope. It was historical, and it was really important to me because, you know, for them to choose us as the place to throw their yearly event, it was an honor.
Who's the most interesting person you've met throughout your career of throwing events?
Man, I would say that JT Barnett, my producer. The man is a living legend. The man has, you know, lived with Tigers. He was the guy holding the camera when Staff got her arm bitten off. He was filming all of that. He produced the entire pilot. He did Cheaters. Now he's shooting our show. Has two girlfriends. The guy is living the life, and he's like one of the kindest, best humans I know. And he had his history in prison. All things that we're gonna put are gonna be part of his movie also. But the guy is really one of the best humans I know. And one of the most intriguing and interesting people I know.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs and parties?
Well, the hardest part of live streaming is you don't get the feedback from the crowd. So you got to understand that it's different when you're looking at people and trying to make people dance. And when you're trying to make people just fall in a trance, and it's really hard when you don't have their full attention. So when live streaming, you kind of have to go kind of generic. You got to create a set and just, you know, pray that people will like it, and not being able to get that feedback. You know, a lot of times, if a DJ, I notice that they're a young DJ, doesn't have still that capacity, I go up on stage and I tell them, hey, let's put something a little bit more with more words in, you know, put a more wordy house right now. People will dance more, put some Latin house, you know, and, you know, get people back on. Look, we lost the floor, you know, keep your eyes on those things. So, I think that flow is something that's missing in both live streams and in the clubs. People aren't doing a flow in the sense of beginning, middle, and end, telling a story, not just throwing music. And then, you know, you start with the guy playing dubstep, and then you go to a house music, and then you go to a techno, and then you go to a rhythm. I mean, there's no flow there. I like to tell a story throughout the night. There's got to be, you know, you can't put a headbanger at the end of the night. You got to throw in, you know, a deep house or something to salute them home. And so really, I think that that is what's missing the most in both of them.
And shout out to any DJs you know personally whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
Well, several DJs. I mean, every DJ that I know has a story. My house DJs, of course, John Wayne. John Wayne has a great, unbelievable story, and one that he's going to tell on our show as well. His wife, Amanda, another incredible DJ. She goes by Balian, and she's got an incredible, she is super talented, has an incredible story as well. IXM, also known as Yoshimoto. Yoshi, phenomenal person, human, DJ. These are all musically phenomenal DJs, by the way. Yoshi is a great one. Sammy Samuelson. Sammy is one that has a big story of watching his best friend get murdered and things like that. So part of our whole show is what we're doing is telling these stories. We're telling the stories of people that are healing through music. So you won't find anybody boring around.
Wonderful, brother. Yeah, we look forward to hearing their stories one day on the show. And any DJ that's interested in being on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing these events?
Yeah, well, it's Living La Vida My Way on Instagram. I'm Giulio Ferrari. That's Giulio Ferrari, just like the car. And Subsolo Club on Insta.
Brother, thank you so much for joining us on the My DJ Story podcast. You are doing phenomenal work. Thank you for your service and everything that you're doing. Everyone, please check out my brother, Giulio Ferrari. He's an amazing brother and doing some really meaningful work in the nightlife and party industry. Thank you so much for spending time with us today, brother. We look forward to building and supporting you throughout the rest of your journey.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you for spreading the word.